Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Jerry, your line open, man.
Maybe he's not on. Mark, I think your line is open too.
What's up, Chris, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I can't call him my brother. You having a storm over there, huh?
Yeah, man. It just popped up out of nowhere.
Man, all this crazy weather, man. Cold, storming, man. We need to get some racing in.
You got that right. I've been doing good all the week up until close to the weekend.
Right. Hey, we had snow flurries here earlier.
I think one of my buddies from somewhere was in Indiana, and he said that the weatherman told him they had snow flurries. I didn't believe
it. I didn't believe it either. I went outside to try to get the trailer ready so we can leave tomorrow night heading to Maryland. I looked, I seen snow flurries. Man, you crazy.
Well, it didn't do anything, though, did it?
No, just a little flurry, man. That major, man.
Okay. Indeed. You are going up to run any classes or just going to do
We're just
going
to we're taking one of the pro streets up.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to get a... We're going to start working on our future, putting a new little guy on there. Let him give a shot at it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to get a little Didi a try on the pro street bike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Derek, man, your line is open. I don't know why you want to play possum on the phone. I know you got a million things to say. Man, I'm gonna play shy. Got some cut. Oh, well.
On to the next caller.
Yeah.
Chris, you know that clown on there.
Yeah, I know he
on. That clown just sitting right there.
Well, he actually got his hand up to say something, so I know he on.
Hey, long as he know Mike on there, he ain't getting on there.
I don't think Mike gonna bother too much. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I'm switching over.
Chris, you going to make that May separate?
Huh?
You going to make that May separate?
I don't know. Man, I had a little thing to go to the PDRA race up in Coastal. So if the weather pushes me this way, then, yeah, we'll be able to make.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 6937, man, your line is open.
You said what, Chris?
No, so your line was open. 6937.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Oh, not too much.
Well, Chris, I don't want to hear nothing about that. I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to hear nothing about that Coastal Carolina trucking today. I want to hear something about some grills racing. Get them guys on the phone that's going to be at the Big 8. Let's talk about them cams they got in motor and who they going to race.
Only 8.
Oh, we got a one more before you get started. You know, let me open up this line. 1746, and your line is open.
My line is open. I'm on a talk show.
1746, your line is open.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm on then.
Yeah, you on.
There you go.
Well, all right, okay. Who want to hear something about the Big 8 race?
Coastal Cup, the ZST, and kid. I want to hear something about them guys. Let's talk about that. I don't want to hear nothing about the Coastal Carolina Trucking Company.
Well, y'all already know I did the first locked-in race. So, I mean, our race got to go down. Me and Brian Moss, we got to go down before the Big 8 race. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. We're going to do our race at 6 o'clock.
Y'all racing for the quarter of 8.
Oh, we're going that quarter mile. We're going that quarter mile an hour before the big eight, which is at 6 o'clock hour race. We're going out the back door, little C. Ryan Miller Militia, Ryan Caesar. And I don't know what they're doing in that big eight race, but I'm going to be sitting back. Y'all count my Benjamin while they out there blowing up.
So you're saying you're going to whoop Brian?
We ain't have y'all ever heard me come over here and say I'm going to lose.
Oh, okay.
Come on,
hold on, guys. Marvin, your line open too, man.
Thank you, Chris.
All right.
What's up, Mar?
Man, he must be still flying everything up in the attic.
Hey,
he's playing with that helicopter, whatever he got. Oh, what's going on? No. Oh, man.
What's up, Mar?
You the man?
What's going on, Mark?
What's going on, Chris? What's happening with you guys?
Okay, call him, man.
Yeah. Oh, he playing with it. He had to land it real fast, man, before he could say something.
Hey, Marvin, how many crash landings you done had?
Oh, I done had three. Hey, let me tell you what happened today. No, let's talk about some race. let's talk about some race. I'll just tell y'all that later.
I want to know if you got it mastered enough to take a picture of the finish line when somebody go across the stripe.
Hey, I'm going to be down there anyway.
We both going to be in business soon here, man, because I want to be able to put one at the sideline and kind of follow halfway down, and then the other one's going to pick him up. So we got some surprises for you all coming up.
Yeah, I want to catch all these gap bands. Everybody want to bet on the gap? I want to catch all these gap bands. Everybody talking about, oh, I gapped them. No, I want to see it. I want to see it from the bird's eye view.
That's what.
Well, all these grown men with all these toys bringing to the track, I might as well go buy me a Chicken Meal Mo doll and bring it there in.
Well, you need to bring one. You need to bring one, man.
You know, now, Chris, is he saying Marvin? I saw that final list of the Big 16, and I know I can read, but I saw the Becky bike in that lineup.
I saw that too, man.
Hey, this is the Big 8, not the Big Turtles.
Oh, no.
Why did the Becky bike? Who told Becky bike? They shouldn't even let that bike get in there.
Hey, I know.
Whoever pulled that name out the hat first, man, they got to for sure win. Trust me, for sure. For sure. The Becky
man,
bike.
When I saw that, I was like, wait a minute. What?
I think that's just really a charity bike. You know, they always got to throw a charity bike in there somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder why Chris ain't really saying nothing about that situation. Chris, I know you're on here.
Sorry.
Chris,
now you don't want to talk. Yeah,
now
you don't want to talk.
I'm talking to you. Cousin, talking to you.
Man, damn, Cousin Chris, man.
Stacey, why you put that picture of that man up? You stupid, man.
The man need help, man. He wanna look like us. That man darker than me, and I'm black. That man darker than me, and I'm black. Come on, now.
Enjoy this Verizon ring back tone while your party is reached.
Hold on for a minute, Marvin. Hold on.
Hold on one second.
Is that a ringtone?
Yeah, that's a ringtone.
Hey, look. All
right, baby,
you better tell them to change their ringtone.
That might be a prank. He might be a little thug, too. I made one of them old thugs.
Hey, now, Marvin, what you were asking, Marvin? What you were asking, now, this is the thing about Facebook. You got to watch what you put up there, because that picture was actually took in 09 of Brian. And I guess he thought he was some kind of heartthrob back then. Brian, you need to start. Whatever you were taking back then, you need to take now, because, boy, you look flabby and sick at the track now. I'm telling you. Boy, well, you look like you need to, you know, you need to take something else.
Boy, you're a fool, boy.
No, man, that man, come on, man. I found that in the archive. I got another one next Wednesday, too, I'm going to put up.
Oh, my goodness.
Ain't nobody safe. I'm checking everybody's page. Ain't nobody safe. Nobody safe. But Marvin, is there any more locked in races for the ninth?
No, you the only one that I know of. Ain't nobody really saying nothing. You the only one that steps up to the plate. Everybody else, I guess everybody else gonna wait till they get to the track. I don't know why.
So you mean to tell me it's gonna be nothing but the Big 8 doing races. So what's going to happen after the Big 8? Because it's going to be a lot of bikes getting put out.
That's what I wanted, too. I wanted the same thing, bro.
Ain't nobody showing up for no, you know, just to see the Big 8. That's why I went ahead and initiated that challenge to Brian. You know, my bike ain't a class bike. I'm not going to get in the Big 8, not because I'm scared. It's because I don't run my bike through the 8th of a mile. I don't run it through the 8th. I mean, I do, you know, playing around with, like, the Cheetah bike and little bikes like Terrell and them got, but I'm, you know, when it comes to them big dogs, I got to run the quarter.
I feel you. I understand. You know,
I'm not coming for no Big 8. I care less about the money they're giving away. You know, I'm not going to take my bike that many rounds in one day. Not me. Mm-mm. Because on Friday night, we coming up there to Spy. Saturday, I'm going to make two shakedown passes, and then we're going to do the race.
You're going up to the Spy, what?
Yeah, Friday night, I'll be in Spy mode. I'll be in the same. You won't be able to recognize me. Trust me. You won't be able to recognize me. Actually, I'm going to go to Walmart and get the same tanning lotion that Brian got on him, and I'll put it on me. and take me by, you know, five shots of steroids, and I'll be straight. I'd be straight. Guarantee you won't.
Hold on, guys. Let me try this number again. Hold on one second.
Enjoy this for Rise and Ring back to Owen.
Not again.
Who are we trying to get in? They can't talk.
I am bringing a street tie to get in the street tie shootout. I am going to bring that.
Well, Jared, don't.
Yes.
Can we lock that street tie in?
No, we getting in the shootout. Why? See, that's what I'm talking about. Why everybody coming
at me? I
asked
the question,
like
man. I asked the question.
Hey, look
man.
Here. First of all, you don't even deserve to talk to me on this line. Because you didn't even hold up your end of the bargain last time. No. Let me tell you something. You didn't hold up your end of the bargain last time you challenged me. Did he, fellas? Marvin?
What end of the bargain?
No, he didn't.
In Orlando, you said you were going to drag me. Y'all was going to drag me. And you did.
Well, we low. I ain't talking about that shit, man. I'm talking about another damn race here. Like, that shit is the past.
hey, Marvin, you see, everything I do is in the past.
That shit is in the past, yeah. I mean,
everything
yeah,
I do. Wow, everybody want to sweep my victories on the rug. Wow.
So listen, man, I ain't saying that, dude. I'm just saying, hey, you got another opportunity to get another win. Would you like to lock that
I got one race locked in. I'm not going to be the only one around here locking in races. I'm going to be there. You know
listen,
I'm
listen, 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 listen.
Hold on, hold on. One second. I got a body shot here. Hold on. I love all the rain. My ears are bleeding.
Hold up, Jerry. I can't hear you, man.
All right. Y'all care,
my ears are bleeding.
All right, Jerry, so listen, I'm just saying,
yeah.
We ain't got to lock nothing in. If we get up there, your bike running good, can we get a race?
You talking about with Caesar or the streetcar?
I can't fuck with that.
What are you talking about, Caesar?
I'm talking about your streetcar.
Yeah.
No, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do, and I think everybody on this line can vouch for what I'm going to say right now. What I do is I give y'all what y'all ask for. I give y'all the back tie with Caesar, with y'all street tie. That's exactly what Terrell asked for. And I give him that. And that's my word. I get Terrell with that street tie he got. I get him the
but
back
listen,
tie with
listen,
Caesar.
Listen, we might try that, dude. I don't know. I ain't going to guarantee it.
Wait, hold on.
Street time, man? What's up with your street
time? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to put it in that class, but I want to know, first of all, are you the right man I should be talking to?
You goddamn right.
Because I just want to make sure, because Terrell
hey,
saying
hey,
that
hey,
he
hey,
wants
hey,
the back
hey,
time.
Looking out, dog. Looking out. You talking to the right one.
Okay, well, I mean, I just want to make sure you're the man that makes the decision, not the man that cook the meat and go through the cooler and stuff. That's all.
If I say something, homie, you can take it to the plate.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure I ain't talking to the meat
okay.
man or cooler. All right,
then, what you talking about with that street shot in, man?
I just told you I'm putting
no
in the street.
I ain't got no goddamn flat street, nigga. I got a motherfucking street shot. What you want to do? You want to read or you just say, no, you don't want to read? But that's all you got to say.
I'm putting it in the class. Hello,
I understand that. When you are there and get knocked out, then you want to try to get this money. What do you want
to
do?
Oh, man. Look, okay. Here's the deal right here. I'm going to go ahead and put it on the table to you. I'm putting the street tie in the class, but Caesar all begrudging. So if you want to call me out, I represent Caesar. The street tie is my motorcycle,
crab,
but it's going in the class. So
okay,
get it how you live. Get it
okay,
how you live. You want something
I am, crap. I'm here. I'm gonna be there.
You already challenged
right
me. You done challenged me one time.
I will be there, Mr. Jerry Jones. I will see you, though.
Yeah, and you know what? When you approach me at the track, when you talking about grudging me, I'm riding Caesar. If we getting in that street class, then we getting in the street class. But if you trying to call me out, I'm riding my own horse. I'm riding my own horse.
Who pulling the names out the hat? I might get in the goddamn street class and get them a damn couple of dollars and goddamn put your name against ours.
Well, I mean, I don't know why I'm the man to beat. I don't know why I'm the man to beat. I just want to race.
That's me too, man. That's it. Cut it, dude.
You're the man, CC.
You know, I'm like you. Thank you, Marvin. Thank you, sir. But I traveled to the state y'all wanted me to travel to. And beat you.
Hey,
now you want to come to my state and I'm going to beat you. So, I mean,
I'm going to try to drag you out of this time.
Okay, well, who you like out of Metal Militia? Who you like out of Metal Militia and Caesar? Who you like? And be real now, because I watched the video and I saw you standing behind me when I raced Geronimo. I saw you. Yeah.
Hey, shit. Yeah, I like to see you and Geronimo try that shit one more goddamn time. You had me.
No, you know what? I ain't racing that camp no more. I'm finished with them. I'm moving on to something else. I'm going to race the Dream Team. And then I'm going to go on over east a little bit. So who you like out of Metal Militia and Black Caesar?
I don't know. I might have to watch the shakedown, Jed Jones.
But if you had to make a decision right now on this line of everybody.
No, I don't have to make no damn decision right now, Jed. You know you don't want to say it.
No, right now, say it, Chris. You like Black Caesar. Why is that so hard for people to say?
That ain't hard to say, Jed. Listen, one thing about me, and too sorry for sure, bro. My money. I don't let my heart get in the way of my money, bro.
Okay, well, let's move on to Marvin. Who you like in that race? I already know.
I told you who I like.
Hey, who is that? Can you remind me?
I like Metal Militia.
You know what? Why did
I
ask that? Okay.
You asked me this question. That's my answer. Why you got to come out and have some comeback with my answer?
because your ass are always.
If I said I like you, then don't come back. But since I said I like other man, now you got to ask me.
No, because if you say you like Black Caesar, the phone lines will light up. They will light up. They will light up. Now, I tell you what, let's get this show pumping, and I'm going to go around the table and ask who they like in that race. Chris, the host of the show, who you like? Who you like? Let's get this thing pumping. Chris, who you like?
Man, I'm going to have to watch you make the sink down.
Oh, man.
Hey, CC, they're staying, CC. They scared.
I just got to see the shakedown, man. Really?
No. I'm just saying, going off the muscle. I'm talking about. Let's just say we coming off the truck. Who you like? Coming off the straight off the doggone truck.
I like Metamolition. Hey, listen. I like Metamolition. So I ain't never seen your motherfucking ass come off the truck and do nothing.
Neither one of them. Both of you got some turtles.
I'm gonna tell you like this right here. I know nobody don't favor me in the public, but behind closed doors, don't call my phone talking about, you know what, Jerry, I was just kidding last night on the radio. You know I love your motorcycle. Don't call my phone. I'm just saying, man, in the public, y'all sit up here doggone fronting, man. Y'all sit up here front, but y'all be the main one to pat me on my back when I win. Hey, Chris, Chris Jackson, you patted me. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Chris Jackson patted me on my back when I beat them in Orlando.
Hey, man, that's good sportsmanship. That's what I'm supposed to do. No, it ain't.
That's giving up the goal. That's giving up the goal. And laying
okay,
down
then.
No pieces
well,
like
damn, I
kid.
Got something for you. I got something for you, sir, man. I got something for you, man.
You know what, y'all sit up here. I get calls after the show every week. People telling me that the Black Caesar, we need you, man. We love you. We want you out here. We want you out here. Y'all sit up here in front.
Man, quit telling them lies.
Wow, see, that's what I'm saying.
Get him, Eddie.
Another hater is born.
That sounds like Eddie Kane.
Eddie Kane.
What's up, Eddie
Kane? Hey.
What's going on?
I ain't even gonna say that. Let me just keep that.
You better not say nothing. You better not open your mouth.
Hey, let me tell you something. Really, you can't even talk to me because boy, you're so deep in the hole on racing. But you don't even talk to me. Matter of fact, hang up your phone.
God.
Man, you got people. I done bet it on you. You beat my head.
I thought I sent you in retirement.
Hey, let me tell you something. I plan on coming out May 9th. And you better watch what you say before you
hold
get
up.
The wig split up there. You
hold
better
up.
Watch what you say.
Well, let me go ahead and tell you this before you come out then. On May the 9th, you got the back tie, bitch. Now, come on out.
Give me the break.
Come on out.
Oh, shit.
Hey, come on out.
That's talk, fellas. That's talk. He know he got to do that big 16. I tell you what. I take that back tie and tell Antonio to come get the money. I'll lock that race in after the big 16. I'll run you after the big 16.
We ain't got to work out.
I got to do a race before then. Man, I ain't going to keep running my bike and locking in money with y'all, chump.
Man, look, yo. There's two turtles going down the track. You ain't going to hurt that bike.
Man, no. I'll race you after they put you out. I'm getting tired of locking in money and proving to y'all who the man. Nah, I'm still here. You ain't said nothing, Eddie. Really,
Lock it in.
Why am I locking in two races? You ain't got nothing. After the big 16, I will run you. I got to run
man,
that street
listen,
shot shootout.
After the big 16. Won't nobody see you because you been went out the gate after the other
after
you, gone.
Now, once you get put out, I guarantee you, you're going to be looking at the inside of your motor. I guarantee you.
Well, you don't want to bet on it, do you?
You can't whoop it. So you're going to win the shootout? Now, we can bet that. I guarantee you won't make it to the last round. Now, bet that. Lock that in.
Hey.
Now, bet that.
I bet you know what? I bet nothing y'all don't beat me.
I just challenge you. I
say it. This is what I say. Want nothing out of y'all shop, but put me out.
Hey, I tell you what, you won't beat nothing out of our shop. You won't beat nothing out of there.
Come on, dude.
Listen, I am.
My foot is in my mouth.
Yeah.
My foot is in my mouth.
Wait, you know what? Y'all hold on for a minute. Let me get the owner of the other bike that come out the shop, and I guarantee you're gonna put the foot in your mouth, son.
My foot is in my mouth.
Yeah. Now keep talking. Keep talking.
Yeah.
he talking that trash. You won't give him the opening mouth at the track when we up there.
Let me tell you something. Little Richard ain't shit, just like you ain't, Chalk.
Damn. Get on your plane and come over here and hang my phone.
Hey, listen. When I fuck you up, didn't Ryan say you left your dread at the end of the track, boy? That's why your hair is short now.
Yeah.
I got a couple of them here. I got a couple of them in my trophy case.
Hey, whatever you say. Whatever you say, but the look on my face and the look on your face when we lose is almost the same. It's almost the same.
Imagine it.
It's almost the same. But I want you to hold to what you said tonight. I want you to hold to what you said.
I said you got the back car. You know what I said?
When I moonwalk over there to your trailer, I don't want you to
I said you got the back car, man.
Okay. Okay. Hey Chris, hold on 1 minute. Let me pass somebody in. Hold on.
What you want?
Okay, I'm back, fellas. I'm back. Chris Jackson, you still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jay John, what's up?
Oh. So y'all planning on grudging somebody? I mean, y'all, are y'all just coming
in?
We're going to grudge somebody,
cuz. Some goddamn by the time the grudge your goddamn ass, you don't want that right.
Yeah. But we ain't gonna bark at that shit. Y'all already gonna slaughter y'all.
One thing about the Jerry Jones boy, if you get bite, he's on wheels, son. A motherfucker here trying to get bite now. You just don't believe in another week.
Yeah. Well, you know, I understand your pain and the way you're feeling, but.
Bro, ain't no pain. I ain't feeling no type of weight. Yeah. I mean, cause once I get out there, don't believe me. Trust me, bro. I'm gonna be looking to gamble, man. Ain't no doubt about that. And anybody that see me at a track, they already know. You know what I mean? We're coming to gamble, bro. We ain't coming to spy. We ain't coming to look around and sit down and be a spectator. We're coming to get down, man.
Okay.
Everybody know y'all will grudge.
Win, lose, or draw, mostly lose, y'all will grudge.
Well, I mean, you can get another chance at it. I just asked it, but you said no to me.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't in the giving mood. I'm in the taking that day. And I'm taking every hand out that issued out to me.
Chris, you might have to go up in his car and call him out, broadcast over there and call him, man. Chris, you're going to have to go up in the top. Well, I ain't going to go in the top. At least tell the man to give you the mic and let you call him out on the intercom system.
That's what it is, Chris. That's what it is.
Yeah, man, why, Chris, don't push this man up to get murked.
The same way,
see, this is the beauty of the drug game. The same way Eddie can't talk to me, I can talk to you. Because
look,
I would. I got y'all.
You crazy.
I got you.
You can't talk.
Hold on now. I'm your Eddie Kane. So you hush, boy.
You lost your fucking mind, boy.
Yeah, see, that's the beauty of grudge racing. You know.
But listen,
check this out, though,
Jay.
Man, you know how what's his name looked when he got put out the five heartbeats. That's exactly how you would look.
Listen, homie. There's one thing about me, I gamble every day. I mean, that little bit of that motherfucking money that you won up there that day, bro, that pussy money. That ain't shit.
Oh, I mean, you know, hey, don't make it seem like that. I went to kids the world off of
well,
that.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you. I'm just trying to tell you why you're talking about how I look. Well, listen, I never look like that if I lose no money, man.
I got it on tape. I got it on tape. I guarantee your look is sticking
well,
out.
Well, put it on Facebook then. How about that?
You want me to
put
that
on
there like
Facebook.
That?
That was just, yeah, put it on
okay,
Facebook.
Next Wednesday. Okay, everybody that's listening, next Wednesday, Chris Jackson will get put on Facebook on Wednesday now with his little folk out in Orlando.
Sounds good to me.
So, I mean, I don't want you to get mad at me when I put it out there now.
Oh, yeah, yo, listen.
Oh, here we go.
I love this shit, bro. I love this. This is what I do. I mean,
y'all never thought y'all would lose yeah. me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I mean,
you know.
I got some for that big mouth Eddie Kane, though. I got some for him.
I know you do.
I hope you get to me. You can keep slapping me until, you know, I may cry. But, boy, when I start bleeding, I'm going to come back at you now.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm bleeding. Right now, I'm bleeding. I got something for you.
Yeah. Let me get
it. Yeah, I got something for you. Once I get past Brian now, like I normally do when I run him, then
I'm
going to
poke your ass.
Say what now?
I just found a picture of your ass. I'm going to poke your ass after that goddamn Eddie Kane read, nigga. That's what I'm going to do. I just got a picture of your motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I got one right back for your ass. Tough ass. Tough kidding.
You think I'm scared?
Nah, you ain't supposed to be scared. But put it on up there. I got one of you, too.
Why everybody want to copy me? When I start posting, everybody want to post. Man, wow. We've been wild.
Ain't no wild my ass. I got one for you, too. Boy, you look the real ugly. Real ugly. I'm talking about real ugly. I'm talking about you. Crying one in the point.
That must have been Photoshop.
Hey, they caught you sitting over there by your goddamn self in the chair. Motherfucking dead, dog. Stick in your head,
yeah. Well, I do have to eat. I do have to eat sometimes, so I mean, hey.
Hey, they told me you took a reel about two. They told me you went and took some reels out there, so you can bend over a little farther.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Y'all all for jokes.
Nah, I ain't no joke. I'm just telling you what they said, nah.
I want to get off the subject. Are y'all going to run squeaky like y'all said on Facebook?
Yeah.
So y'all going to run
yeah.
him. So
yeah.
when that race going to go down?
That may not.
Oh, he the back tie y'all going to run. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Marvin, I guarantee that race won't ever happen.
I'm sure I'm going to be looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Man.
I guarantee you don't see that.
I don't know what the business is, man.
Those two dinosaurs that's in that race, I guarantee they won't make it past the first round. I guarantee you.
Oh, I don't know nothing about all that right now.
Yeah, I guarantee you. I'm going to go ahead and tell you who I think is going to go out in the first round. Give me. Okay. Now, I'm starting in a random order here. Eddie Kane.
Don't you not.
Becky. Night Rider, Saul, Kingpin, Metal Militia, first round.
So who you predict to win, Jeff?
Lord have mercy. I got to roll with home team.
Okay.
Marvin, who you think gonna win?
I don't know, man. That's gonna be good. If Slick come prepared like he been doing, I don't think he's gonna be a third champ. I don't think he's gonna win three times.
You got to look at it. It's eight more bikes in it, so no, he probably ain't gonna win.
I know, and that's
but,
what I'm saying. I don't think he'll win again.
But what round you think Eddie gonna go out? I'm predicting the second round. The first round, somebody gonna break, so he's gonna win by default.
I put Eddie either in the final round or the or the round before the final? Because that's going to be a lot of rest.
Put them on.
I wish Eddie wasn't on the phone. You probably would put him out the first round, but, you know.
You can say what you want to say.
But as soon as I feel like the
round I do go out, I'm going to be on you the next round.
Hey, I didn't know you were still on the phone.
Yeah, I'm still on here. Well, one thing about it, I hope he make it many rounds, because when he get finished, I'm going to be staring right at him.
Hey,
what if Eddie wins the big game, and then he comes after you with that back tie? Are you going to take your race? I take it just like when I got a headache. I want to run Eddie just to see what's what. That's it.
I want to see y'all go head up again.
Well, yeah, and you also want to see your see yourself fly that little helicopter, right? But you're going to have to wait on that.
you sure going to be in trouble, boy, when both of us be in the kill.
Why you got left sitting there against Slick? No, I can't explain it. I offered Slick a race. A couple races. And I didn't see he take none of them because he know what time it is.
I'm telling you. He don't want to see
He know what time it is.
No, this is the thing. This is the thing I don't understand. Of course a man ain't going to let you go back to the drawing board and just come back.
What you mean go to the drawing board? The drawing board, this was the next week. I remember him for next week. What's talking about the drawing board?
That's the drawing board. You got 5 days. You got 5 days.
Let me
walk over here. Man, ain't nobody going to let you. I guarantee if you turn right around after you lost, you would have ran.
You a retard. I tell you what, I would have bet right back then if he would turn around and betted that money back out of all the money out. Fuck him up.
No, I mean, you had the time to do it the first time, and you didn't do it. Don't be a fool.
I didn't need no.
You got some brains in that big head of yours, don't you?
But you know
Don't be a fool.
You know what?
Don't be a fool, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you can talk about who beat me, but I fucked you up bad.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to
choo-choo train on you. Boy, I did a choo-choo train on you.
Hey, what? Since you're saying that, I did a choo-choo train on Chris Jackson. Nah. I ain't got nothing to do with that loss. But I
ain't got nothing to do with it.
But every time you beat me, I can bring up somebody named that I done beat. So it don't matter. I ain't going to win them all. You ain't never beat Slick.
You got bet more than $200 in your own pocket.
Hey, oh man, whatever, man. Whatever. Come on, man. Whatever, man. You in the Big 16. I hope you do okay, but you're not gonna win it. That's my opinion.
Hey, I got the heart to get in it. You ain't got no heart, Coward.
In there, man. Look, let me tell you something, man. Heart don't win.
Hey, you ain't gotta tell me nothing.
Heart don't win no race. You had heart the last time. What happened? Hey, Chris, did he have heart when he came out to your race? And look what happened. Your heart pushed him right back in the trailer.
Oh, he had heart, man. That man drove way over.
That don't mean nothing. I done drove to Florida and didn't pay to go in Disney World. That don't mean nothing. He drove. Come on, Chris. He drove. That don't mean nothing. He was going over there anyway.
That man drove too slow and everything, man, to come over here.
You need to do more than one or two races a year. That's what you need to do and worry about yourself.
So, man, Chris, I can't believe you're going to sit here and say this man drove too slow.
I got to give him props, man. That man drove too slow and everything to get here.
No, he saw what was going to happen to him.
But listen this. But you know what? The thing about it, Jared, if I was making much money, you was on the income tax racing every week. Chalk.
I know, man. I know. That's what I'm saying, man. For real. You made a true statement there.
I know I did.
Maybe you took it and bought you a big motor this time. Hey, you know what, Eddie? That don't mean a hill of beans was going to go down May 9th. That don't mean a hill of beans because my race will be over with before y'all start.
You'll be out the gate with your head, bro.
So, I mean, you know, I bet you won't put no money on that. You know what?
I don't like to gamble on two turtles, but I might give you a little small bet.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
One thing about it, if he lose, he ain't gonna raise no motherfucking more. Eddie King said, "Fight the goddamn thing."
Hold on, Eddie. Let me get this jump off the line right now. Y'all didn't raise me no more. Now what you talking about?
Hey,
Orlando.
Hey, we did try to run your ass, now.
I'm gonna tell you why I saw you at. You were so far up under the tent, man. I thought you were one of the rods that were holding it up.
How the fuck
don't
you
go
see
down.
Me, boy? You at?
Don't go there.
You ain't fucking seeing me, boy.
Don't go there.
You took your scared ass and ran right
over
that little bit of
money. Oh man, hey, look here, man. Disney World closed at 11 o'clock. I had two hours, baby. I want to see Mickey. Off of your money. I want to see me.
Who's just talking?
No, it's a video on that, homeboy.
You better go check
YouTube.
Talking.
It's a video.
You just talking, though.
Yeah, uh-huh. Ain't nobody just talking.
That bike gonna be up there.
I guarantee if I call Squeaky out, you won't bet on it. You won't bet on it because you already know the deal.
That's when you and Squeaky, bro.
Now it's between me and Squeaky. Well, who you like if I run? Now that's between
your
me and you.
Goddamn ass, boy.
Oh, man. Y'all, come on, man.
Chris, I'm going to tell you how you had a couple cut, man. You're going to have to play. You're going to have to get back in calling this West, watching it. And then go and get him. Don't. Because Cousin Angel don't make you run your blood pressure up.
Man, that dude's scary, Chris. He ain't gonna do nothing.
No, no. I tell you what, hop in your car and go to CVS and stick your arm in that little hole back there by the pharmacy. And put a quarter in. Put a quarter in, and they're going to tell you what the range is, son. Because I'm going to tell you, you saw up here sold all them wool tickets. Yeah, Eddie beat me, and he got the right to talk. He got the right to talk. But you ain't got the right to talk to me.
And you ain't got no motherfucking right to talk neither, boy.
Whoa. Hey, golly.
If you had to wish, what race would you want to do with Kevin Cut?
Say again, Chris.
Had one wish, what race would you do with Kevin Cut? Or what would be your personal race?
If he just sit at the back.
Oh man, come on, man.
I ain't bullshitting you, boy. You just said, come on, man. But if you sit at the back tire, you got action, boy. I ain't lying.
Wait, sit at the back tire. Sit at the back. Or who back tire?
At the really back tire.
I told you that time we got on the line, and you said you had to think about it.
Okay, then we'll check this out. How about you come straight off the trailer then? We'll make that a fair motherfucking race. Fuck.
I'm got a lot in race.
No. We come straight off the trailer. I'm going out my character. $3,500. Fuck it. We'll get that off.
Okay, we'll go head up straight off the trailer.
He ain't got me talking about he got one race out there. If he win that race, it's over with. The bitch ain't gonna race no more, man.
Hey, Chris, hold on. Yo. So you're saying since you won't lock in, and if they bring that bike to the Big Head, which is going to be on the night, whether you win or lose against Brown Moss, you will race them with the back tire, would you? Yes or no?
I would race them. I would race them.
No. With the back tire.
I would give them the back tire. If they come on a street tire with that 1,000, that blackout motorcycle, I would give them the back tire.
Okay.
Ain't no problem.
Hold on. Chris or Lil Jack, are you guys bringing the black street tire bike to? Okay.
Yeah, we'll be up. Yeah.
Okay. Verbally, it's a race. It's a race. So, Jerry, you said on protocol that you will win a race them. Whether you win or lose against
that
other
bike, win or lose, and this is the thing. My race.
This is the deal. It ain't about the punk out money. Lock in something small that you're gonna do it for sure. We can lock in $100-$150.
Man, look, Jack. When have I ever turned you down on a race, bro?
When have I ever turned you down on a race?
That ain't no thing. No.
Anytime. You can buy all that anytime, bro. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. If we don't lock in, but if you lock in, you got to do it.
Hey, fellas, y'all hold on 1 minute. This the owner, Lord have mercy. Hold on.
Hey, well, yeah, we got another caller too, man. We got 8571. Yeah, line is open.
Hey, Lil Jack, I see you. I understand what you want, but you already know Jared gonna moonwalk around that lock in.
Man, that boy gonna bite
the
life.
We're gonna hold them up to this race. Let me try this on the caller. 8571 when your line is open.
8955, your line is open. All right, Mom, you're up from KRL, man.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm bad with Lil Jack now, but hey, I loaned Jerry the money just because I went in the race.
Hey.
But yeah, like he said something small, $100, $50, whatever. I just want to see the race go down.
Nah, man, I ain't finna sit here and be locking in money like that. Jack already know where I'm at, where I stand. So I mean, it's a race.
Okay.
I mean, ain't nobody scared to race. That's what I'm saying, man. I was the first one to lock in a race with Brian. I ain't scared to race nobody. But I do know that I'm on a man. Wait, hold on. I do know I'm on a man-made machine that's subject to go down at any minute. You know, so
yeah,
I'm not.
But you're telling me $100-$150 a minute for real?
No, I'm not gonna do that because you know I'm keeping it real, bro. I'm going for blow when I raise
Brian. I'm gonna keep it real, Jared. It's whatever, bro. It's gonna be a million bikes there that day.
Yeah, it's going to be a million bikes, and why I want to sit here and keep locking in when I can have my pick.
Why are you talking about racing me if you ain't going to lock in?
Because,
look,
Jack, I'm glad you're on the line, and I'm going to tell you the reason why I keep talking about running you, because I want to give you a race back. I want to be a sportsman and give you a race back, but I'm not going to obligate myself because I did it, and I drove all the way to Florida, so you can't say I don't lock in with you. But I'm not going to do it since I already got a race locked in.
Something I own and something I ride, bro.
Yeah,
I'm talking about shit.
Yeah, and I understand that. But, I mean, you ain't got the right to dictate nothing now. You ain't got the right to dictate nothing
now. I'm talking about my own shit.
Yeah, I understand that. But you ain't
about.
But if you would have did what you were supposed to do in Orlando, I would have been on your turn. Now you're on my turn. I did what y'all said.
Pretty much you didn't want to talk.
No, wait. You know what? Pretty much,
yep.
I don't prove myself after the first time. So I'm not obligating myself to you no more because you didn't even show up and give me the challenge that I thought you was gonna give me. Okay? I was bored with that race with you. I was bored. Okay? When I got to the finish line and when I got to the finish line and the speech you gave me, I didn't want to hear that. I wanted to hear that. You know what, Jared? I'm sorry you lost, but you just didn't have enough. But you got to the finish line and giving me props. I don't like to hear that at the finish line. Okay.
So is this race gonna go down? That's all I want to know.
Not, bro. Is that not gonna go down?
Jared talking in person, man. Oh, okay. Hey Marvin, one thing about me, since you've been knowing me, I talk the same way. I talk the same way every week when people hear me.
Jared, do me a favor. Do you ride
a
for street
car? I'm bringing the street car with me. That's what I'm saying, man. Y'all getting that street car shoot out?
You ride a street car bike.
Yeah, we bringing one that day.
I locked this in with you tonight. You got the best car with that whatever street car bike you ride. There you go. You got the best car with any street car you ride. Now we'll lock that in tonight.
Give me the break, and we can do it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you got the best car with any street car you ride.
No, give me the break, and we can do it.
All right, I'm gonna kill it then. I'm done talking about it, man. Another subject.
Wait, hold on. First of all, on Grudge Talk, losers don't control nothing.
Hey,
they don't control nothing.
You ain't got the right to talk, boy. That's somebody else.
Oh, man,
talk.
Come on.
You ain't got the right to talk,
you control the barbecue.
I said, get in the car and put your nose on the wall. Right now.
You control.
Right now.
You control the barbecue.
Right now, you get in the car, I don't control you right now. Get in the car. Put your nose on the wall. You got 15 minutes in the car. I don't want you sitting there.
Hey, look, Jack. You got the bad tire. I don't care who put you on anybody. You got the bad tire. And I mean
hey.
That.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Jack. I'm gonna hold Jared to this race. Man.
Hey,
he don't want none to see you.
Listen, I'm coming with the best of the best on mine, bro. You can believe that.
I know you are.
I mean, Marvin, he's trying to prove something to you.
I'm a mediator, Jared. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody in all the races get down just like they're supposed to get down. No ifs, ands, buts about it, or no wishy-washy, just straight to the point. That's all I am.
But this the thing. The only people that's racing that day outside of Big 16 is me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So you ain't controlling too much stuff because I'm the only race outside of the Big 16.
This sounds like some personal stuff between you and Lil Jack.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you this right here. It's never personal with me. I already done stepped up to the plate with that young man. And I proved my point.
But Lil Jack wasn't on his machine. That's what I'm talking about. He wanted to show you what he dealt with his machine.
Wait, hold on. I can't help because he didn't have the right baby baller in his mouth. He the one that sucked on it. That's him. Now it's an excuse because he wasn't on his motorcycle. Come on, man. Now, Marvin, think about this. The way they were whooping at me, you would have thought that was his motorcycle. If that man
would have
beat me, he would have still been talking about Becky right now. Becky this, Becky that, 200 miles an hour. I'm going to go around you.
You sit on the bike. Don't you think positive that you got the bike up under you that you want?
That's why I only sit on Caesar. Because I know one thing. That man can't beat Caesar. He can't beat Caesar. I done showed him. And I wish y'all would have had them little helicopters down there in Orlando and heard the excuse he gave me at the finish line. Then you would withdraw all the comments you said.
Well, they sure had the helicopter down there when I tore your head off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one thing, this one thing about it. This one thing about it. All your Duke flunkies, all the guys that don't want to be against you that's laughing right now, they're going to be the same guys betting against you in the Big 8. And I'm going to tell you this right here. If you come up against anything, anything that ever been in the shop with me, I'm betting against you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to walk up in your face and tell you that. I'm betting against
you.
I'm going to tell you this right here.
I ain't going to get mad.
You're going to outrun you. You're going to outrun you. You the one that came on this show saying anything out the shop, Elf Lil Richard. Look here, man.
Listen here. I didn't back down from nothing I said. Do I need to repeat myself? Do I need to say it again? Is Lil Richard online? Hold up.
Y'all stupid.
I'm gonna bring you a couple cookies because you the only one got a race locked in. I'm gonna bring you a cookie and a glass of milk.
Okay. Now let me ask you something, Eddie. All jokes aside, would you run that bike in a quarter mile?
What bike?
The Lord Have Mercy bike. Would you run that bike in the quarter?
Well, I don't think the big eight is a quarter mile.
No, I'm saying no, because we don't know what names y'all gonna pull. But I'm saying after the big 16, if both of y'all still standing, would you run that bike quarter mile?
I ain't scared of that bike.
I didn't ask you that. I didn't answer the
question. I said, hold on. Did you miss the first part? I said, yeah, I'm not scared of that bike.
So are you willing to run the bike? I mean, scared and run the bike.
How many times do I got to say yeah? Why?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, that, hey.
And you know what?
Eddie.
Yeah.
Ask him, is he the owner of that bike since he dictates?
That's a good question.
Why don't you ask the man who just butted in talking about, am I the owner of the motorcycle? The owner stays 30 miles away from me, and I guarantee you, whatever I said tonight for a quarter mile, I guarantee it'll happen.
Hold on, Jerry, that ain't fair, because you always talking about you want to speak to the owner, so let's put the owner on the phone then.
That's why I said it.
Nope. Wait, hold on. Let me explain.
The man at work at the
steel factory. He's at work tonight.
So what? If he want to race, he needs to call in.
You want to get fired?
Yeah, you can't have it your way, man. You always telling people, I want to speak to the owner. That's the only word you say.
Marvin, look, this is the thing. Because it's my world.
Listen.
You living in my world,
you
Marvin.
Right.
You just
you
don't
right.
know it.
You're right.
In my world,
yeah.
Marvin. Now,
you're right. It's your world. And if he get fired, he can come work for you. All that income tax money y'all making, he can work for you.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right here. Like I said.
He can't tell me
like
nothing.
Like I said, you put your foot in your mouth. And we're going to see if we can catch that in tonight.
This is what I understand. Can you answer this? Listen. All the income tax money you have, how the hell you got a turtle, man?
I don't know, man. Maybe I put it in the wrong place.
They must have shit at you. You got the short end of the stick.
Hey, maybe I put it in the wrong place.
Hey.
I think you bent over and they stuck a stick up your asshole.
You got screwed, dude.
Don't worry about my ring.
Listen, Michael Phillips said don't drop the soap.
No, Michael Phillips said he wants some pancakes.
Hey, I'm not even gonna get personal with you because I'm not that type of guy. I can say a lot of stuff that I know about you, but I'm not gonna put your business out there like that. If I ain't that type of guy, I'm gonna keep it racing because I'm that type of guy. You know, but you ain't got no more straws to pull. That's why you try to pull that car. I'm not even gonna go there with you, bro. I'm not gonna go there with you. So whatever you say, go ahead and laugh and joke. Go ahead. It's your world. Go ahead. You got the flow now. Go ahead and say whatever you're gonna say.
Go ahead. Income taxes for me. Huh? Mm-hmm. Can you do my income taxes for me?
I mean, hey, you can go to Liberty Tax. They can do it for you.
Yeah, I want you to do it because you get a whole lot back.
You get some big
returns.
Hey, look. Go to the white man. He'll do it for you.
Listen, I mess with this.
No matter what you say, it don't matter to me. That's the only car you can pull, bro. I've been called punk, fishy, all this right here. It don't matter to me, bro. So if that's the only car you got to pull,
Is that true?
Find out.
I don't want to find out your problem. I don't want to find out that. I'm going to have them. I'll let him have
the
pancake. I don't want them.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, of course you're going to say that. But one thing Michael Phillips can't say, he can't say he ever beat me. See, when you can laugh, I can laugh too. So that's one thing I can say. He ain't never beat me.
You won't run him back either.
He ain't got nothing to ride. Next question. He ain't got nothing to ride. Nah, you put him on your bike and I'll run him back. Now you do that. Next question. What else you got to say?
I ain't got nothing to say.
It's gonna went dry that quick. It's gonna went dry that quick.
Everybody already know you a clown, so ain't nothing to talk about. Everybody who's listening tonight,
when somebody say something about you, all you got to do is agree. It's going to get dry in a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next question.
Bless you.
Dry. Silent.
Yeah.
Nothing else. What you going to say? I cheated when I rang.
Hold on. I wasn't the one crying after I kicked your ass and Little Richard slowed the bike down so we can beat you, punk. You was.
Man, I'm going to tell you.
You were crying wolf.
I'm going to tell you this. He knows, just like you know, that you had a fucking turtle.
I'm gonna tell you what
Little Richard did, and this from my own experience. Little Richard did everything he could do coming straight out the shop the morning of the race.
Tell the truth.
I put a lot of pressure on people in my corner.
Listen, man, you can't listen. I don't listen. And I went out there and I ran you. You can't put pressure on nobody. But tell the truth what you said after the race. You talk to him about Little Richard. Now you get on here sugarcoating. You a coward.
Me and Little Richard, we went head to head when I ran Geronimo.
We argue, we fuss, we fight.
Man, come
that's
man,
how we
listen.
Did. When I ran you, when I ran you, you arguing in the trailer the whole night. That's how we do. That's how we
you
do.
Win some, listen, you win some and you lose some, but quit making
that's
excuses,
what you need
man.
To be, that's what you need to be
quit
telling
making
yourself.
Dude,
that's what you need
quit
to
making
yourself.
Excuses.
That's
quit making excuses. I don't make excuses. I don't make excuses when I get beat.
Come on.
I leave that to you.
Hey, wait, hold on now. Hold on now. Like I said, our camp is totally different than y'all. Our camp is
you know what? You exactly right. Cause my camp would never let me chuck a turtle out there and got them and fought like that. We totally different from you. You chuck
unlike
a turtle
you,
out there, man.
Hey, unlike
listen.
You, your camp own half of your motorcycle. My camp don't own half of my motorcycle.
But
okay,
you
your
know
motorcycle
the bad
is a shop
thing?
Motorcycle.
Listen,
you get free labor.
You know the
you
get know
free
the bad
labor.
Thing
you
about
get it. Paper part.
You know the bad thing yeah. about it. Is you the slowest bike in the shop. Buzz ain't lying, street cop bike faster, you clown.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you the slowest thing in the shop. They need to kick
yeah,
you out of
right.
the shop.
Hey,
you know,
right.
and you didn't leave Dan. Dan kicked you out of the shop.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right. Yeah, you talking about somebody that's in constant rehab with itself. Yeah, you're right.
I was talking about
you're right.
Shit, it took me able to put a 1-6 in there.
Hey, you're right. But one thing about it, I ain't lost them all. So what you got to say about the wins I done took?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You did a good job. Congratulations.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope you, the first round, I hope you draw Becky back and Becky run away from it.
Well,
that's how much confidence I got in you.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's what you thought when you was in the other lane over there with on your little two-step right there and got left at the tree and said, bye-bye, when I run away from you.
Well, Sleek left y'all at the tree the other week now. Come on now. Sleek
hold
left
up, hold
at
up.
The tree now.
Oh, you a lie. We moved first.
But the finish line
we
ain't
we
moved first, fool.
Yeah. Well, that's what you said. You said you left me at the tree. You said you left me at the tree.
Hey, y'all, the finish line
hey,
is 60 foot.
I was on one wheel going by you at the tree.
You know, I'm glad you
sailing.
Put it down to make the finish line.
Smooth sailing.
We going to see May 9th. You got some big shoes to fill, buddy.
No, I ain't. I
big
you,
shoes.
I don't even worry about you, man.
Okay.
I ain't worried about you, man. You still got a dinosaur. You still got a dinosaur.
You're right. Okay. You after me. You after the little guy. I'm not the little
you
guy.
In a dinosaur. You in a dinosaur class,
dude.
Little
guy.
Hold on, guys. We got some more callers here, man. Let me see. 1111, your line is open.
Hey, Chris, I just want to let you know that's not me. I think that's Marvin. I hear him. You hear him, right? I can hear him. Marvin, cut it up, boy. Man, you snoring your ass off, man.
That ain't me.
Gee, man, Marvin, that's you, dude.
No, that's not me. What are you talking about?
I'm well, I know, by the way. It's not Eddie Cammy. It's not Custom Cut. Because they're talking ass off. You went silent for about 30 minutes. And little Jack was on the phone. Throw your ass off, boy.
Shut up. Man, we should come around and be quiet.
Why don't you pull that truck over and go to sleep, man?
I'm stopped, man. That Ross Ray out there playing with the helicopter, man. Let's see, man. We got
neither one of y'all,
Mike,
man.
Your line is open too, man.
Oh, man.
So WLB, you want to try to blow? Tell me I ain't got nothing to ride, huh? You want to blow?
There
you
go.
Blow?
There you go.
You want to blow? WLB, huh? I got something. I got that red one. You want to try that? Oh, I forgot. I don't want to run. I don't want to fuck with the police. You 5-0 boy.
Damn.
I don't play with police.
There you go.
Wait a
minute. Y'all done made him hung up the phone, man.
Popo. Oh.
Damn, Mike, you got the
yeah.
power. You make a motherfucker hang up the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know. Man, you broke my jaw. I had to go to the hospital.
Mike, you got that motherfucker running like that?
Troublemakers, man.
Mike can't
too.
Why can't
you
have a
troublemaker?
Hey, Mike and Eddie, y'all troublemakers.
No.
Man, that motherfucker Ray had like a son bitch.
He want to get on here. He want to get on here. We can try to shine.
Shit, that motherfucker. Hey, that motherfucker took off like a damn dog with his tail between his legs.
So did yeah. No, man, y'all talking personal. That's why he left.
They talking personal. Then once they found some person.
No, he always try to throw that owner name in the mix, you know, when he's trying to get a race or something. I want to talk to the owner.
Yep. Well, that's why I said it.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said it because he always wanted to throw. I want to speak to the owner.
But that's true. Man. That's who you have to talk to, really.
Man, ain't nobody scared the Lord have mercy. Yep. That's exactly what they're going to be saying when I fuck their ass up. Lord have mercy.
Hey, Eddie, I can't want me to go away.
I
want to see all rings happen. I really do.
Yeah, call them out.
CC down there and fuck CC up. Lord have mercy, they house. Oh, we want to run. Next thing I know, after I fuck CC up, all that shit changed. Oh, we willing. We can't get down the track. I bite willing. They didn't want no trouble because they see what I put on his head. I'm going to put the same thing on their ass. They've been in the shop ever since. They ain't have enough. They had to go build a big motor because they know they ain't have enough.
I'm gonna crank off at about 8:30 so now. Is this official call out, Eddie, that you're doing to Lord Commercial Bank?
They can get it.
Ooh, wait. It's not official to me, Chris.
Quarter mile race.
Quarter mile race.
We're gonna try to make that race happen then.
Yes, sir.
They see how easy it was to get conversation going on. Saying everybody had to do it press once.
Yeah. What's up, Tommy?
What up, fella? What happened to that last goddamn internet made me run off the road by 3 times.
I had to stop.
I don't know.
Boy, I wasn't in that one.
I'm going for this second line of storm to come through here. It's lightning and everything, so I don't want to get electrocuted with y'all on the phone. The first thing you said, man, you should have got off here.
I'm gonna be in the Big 8. I'm gonna be in for a while, Jack. I promise you that one. We're gonna be surprised coming to the bank.
Oh, there it is. All right, guys. Well, you all have a nice one, and hopefully, once we get this verbal from Lord Have Mercy Camp, we can put it out there and let everybody know it's official.
Yeah.
All right, then, well, guys, you all have a nice one, man.
All right.
All right. Damn thing that I was going to ask about on that bitch.
What is it?